Message number 1027. The plan to remove every trace of me has commenced. Sunday, January 26, 2014 at 15:00. My dearly beloved daughter, never allow the views of those with bitterness in their hearts against this work make you hesitate in my mission for souls. What does it matter if you and my beloved faithful souls who refuse to deviate from the Word of God are rejected? What does it matter whether or not they pour scorn upon you? Their human opinions, which negate the Word, are of no consequence in your pursuit of eternal salvation. When you glorify me and when you honor my holy Word, you will be tempted by all signs to turn your backs on me. So many will reject this mission until the awful truth dawns on them, when they will witness the blasphemies which will pour from the mouth of the false prophet. When someone who contradicts the existence of the Holy Trinity dares to wear the robes of a high priest under the roof of my church and then tries to convince you that what you have known to be true up to now is no longer the case, you will know then that the spirit of evil has engulfed my church from within. When surrounded with new ideologies, new doctrines, and when you are told that the human race today demands these changes, that will be the time when God's desires are no longer responded to. Instead, when man-made doctrines full of error and flaws declare sin to be no more, the time will be close for me to destroy my enemies as foretold. Many more of you will wake up to the truth and the terrible dishonor which will be accorded to me, Jesus Christ, and my church on earth. Those faithful servants will recognize the wickedness, and then many of them will flee. But when the time comes and when this choice is placed before you all, many will sadly desert me and take part in pagan practices. The plan to remove every trace of me has commenced. The truth of my word will be banished in your constitutions, your schools, until finally it will be denounced within my own church. Those of you who believe that this could never happen, that God would never permit these things, are mistaken. These atrocities have been permitted in the final purification of man before my second coming. If you do not remain alert, irrespective of how much you love me, you will be led into participating in a series of ceremonies which will not pay homage to God. If they do not honor me, then you must ask yourselves, why is this? Why have these changes been made, and why so suddenly? The answer is time, for there is little left. The race to win over souls on both sides will result in a fierce battle. One side will convince you to reject the Word of God in favor of vile practices which will idolize Satan. They will fool even those who are well versed in my Word. So cunningly presented will their case be to remove me from my church. The other side will suffer because of their loyalty, not just to these messages alone, but to the true Word of God given to the world in my Father's book. Your Jesus.